Counted out by just about everyone after lopsided losses to Italy and Brazil at this Confederations Cup, the U.S. soccer team is surprisingly moving on to the semifinals by the narrowest of margins. In fact, the second group tiebreaker had to be used after the USA, Italy, and Egypt all finished with 3 points from one win and two losses. Brazil won all three of its matches to top Group B with 9 points. The Americans and Italians both finished with goal differences of -2, while Egypt had -3. The next tiebreaker was goals scored, and the USA won out over Italy 4-3. The U.S. took the lead against Egypt in the 21st minute on a goal by forward Charlie Davies, who had not played in the previous two games. He managed to control a rebound off the Egyptian goalkeeper, who was sprawled on the ground by the left post, and booted it off the keeper's hand. The Americans held the 1-0 halftime lead, and U.S. coach Bob Bradley said they knew in the other group match being played at the same time, Brazil had grabbed a 3-0 lead over Italy at the intermission.
At halftime, you know, we felt that if we were smart and we continued to press in a good way, that there would be chances and that we could get two more goals. So in that regard, a credit to the players for the push that they made throughout the game, and we're excited to move on.
The second goal for the United States came from the coach's son, midfielder Michael Bradley, in the 63rd minute off a well-placed cross from captain Landon Donovan. The third goal, the one that would be the key to reaching the semifinals, was scored in the 71st minute on a header by midfielder Clint Dempsey off a long high pass into the box from defender Jonathan Spector. Dempsey was named man of the match. He said he only knew the day before the game that the Americans still had a mathematical chance to make it to the semifinals. So to achieve what they did is something special and something to build on.
You know, you want to end on a good note and you want to try to get something out of this tournament. And it was important for us to deal with what we've dealt with you know, losing two games to two good teams and, you know, that we were still going to work hard and try to get something out of it, and we did. And I think that says a lot about our coaches, a lot about our team, and our mentality, you know, and trying to move forward and better ourselves as a national team and as a, you know, as footballers.
So the surprising turn of events Sunday night with Brazil's 3-0 win over Italy and the Americans' 3-0 win over Egypt puts the United States into the semifinals against European champion Spain, the Group A winner. Spain is on an international record 15-game winning streak. Group B winner Brazil will face Group A runner-up host South Africa. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Rustenburg, South Africa.